This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats in Atlanta are trying to hold hands, smile wanly, and look unified. Truth is, there's trouble in the old family. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, it was our old pal Tip O'Neill that once said there was room in the Democrats' tent for everyone. But in Michael Dukakis' tent, there wasn't room for Jesse Jackson. I'm astonished at the lack of sensitivity Dukakis showed in the way he announced his choice of a running mate. Jesse Jackson ran a truly admirable campaign for the nomination. I mean that. He garnered the support of over 7 million voters. He represents a large and diverse segment of your party. But Michael Dukakis showed a total disregard for what Jesse Jackson represents. He failed to discuss any substantive issues with him during their 4th of July holiday, and Jesse's views on another running mate were apparently never part of the picture. Mike Dukakis bundled the whole affair. We don't need that brand of compassion or consensus building in the White House, Ted.
Al, have you no shame? Al Simpson preaching to Mike Dukakis about Jesse Jackson? Give me a break. For 8 years, Al, you've been a ringleader in the most anti-civil rights administration in modern history. You kowtow to the right wing. You defended President Reagan's civil rights vetoes. You fawned all over his nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. You even supported the administration when it cozied up to apartheid in South Africa. Jesse Jackson did well in the primaries, Al, because millions of Americans still suffer from prejudice, discrimination, and injustice in our society. They want all that to change, now, and they voted overwhelmingly for change in the primaries. Civil rights is not what Republicans stand for, Al, and you know it. Whatever problems exist between Jesse Jackson and Mike Dukakis, they pale beside your sorry Republican record on equal justice. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next from Atlanta on the Dukakis-Benson winning Democratic ticket. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.